Today's Shir Masechta Brachos Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis on the bottom line. As we learned in the Mishnah, we know on Motzei Shabbos when we make Havdalah, we make a Bari Merah Eish. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, or Sheshavas, or the candle light fire that was not used for Malach on Shabbos, Mevarch Malav. That's the kind of fire that you make the Bari Merah Eish on. But fire that was used on Shabbos for Malacha, may not use for Bar Meiraish. Ask them, my Lo Shavas, how do we make the determination what's Or Shavas and Or Shalosh Shavas? Inayma, if we'll perhaps say, Shavas Machas Malacha, that it didn't do, it wasn't used for any Malacha. But feel Malacha that Teiri, even for Malacha that you're allowed to do. Ask the Gemara, Vatanya, haven't we learned in a Braisa, or Shalchaya, Vishalchayla, if a candle of fire was put on because a woman is in labor and they need to deliver the baby, or Chas V'Shalom, somebody's not well, and they put on the fire to be able to take care of the patient, the loch is Mevarchim Olav. We are allowed to make a Bari Me'eish on it, because as the Rosh explains, the definition of melacha is something which we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. This is something that we are allowed to do on Shabbos, and therefore, it's not considered melacha. And as the Ritva takes that a step further, the Ritva says, in order for no one to make the mistake to believe that this is something you may not do on Shabbos, the halacha is that this is considered, or you can make havdalah on. Answers the Gemara, indeed. What is the definition of Or Shalosh Shavas that may not be used on Shabbos? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Shavas, Shavas Malach Saveri. It wasn't used to do something you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. And Tanya Nami Hochi Ashoshes. If you have a lantern, Shedlika, Shedlikas Velechas Kalayim Kulay, that was on for the entire day from before Shabbos till after Shabbos, the Matzah Shabbos, Mevarchan Leah. On Matzah Shabbos, you may use it to make a Bari Meiraish, because nothing prohibited was done with it. Tan Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, Nachri Shehidlik. If Akum lighted a candle on Friday night, Mi Yisrael, from a candle that was lit by Yisrael on Matzah Shabbos, V'Yisrael Shehidlik, Mi Nachri, or if Yisrael lit a new candle from an Akum, Mevarchim Alav. You may make a bracha, even though these candles were on Shabbos. But now we have a new candle, and since it's a new candle, we could use it for Bar Meiraish. Avon Nochri, that lights a candle on Matzah Shabbos, Mi Nochri, from a candle that was lit by a Goy on Shabbos, a Mevarchim Alav. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Menachri Mi Nochri Deloi, why a new candle that was lit by an Akum, from a candle that was previously lit by the Akum, we can't use. Mishum, the answer is, because the original candle was Lo Shavas. It was used on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Yehoch Yisrael Menachri Nami. If Yisrael on Matzah Shabbos lights a candle from a candle that the guy had on Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to use it, because the original candle, Lo Shavas. V'chitayma, and if you'll want to argue, the Hach Isur Azalai, when we have a new candle or a new fire every minute, it's considered new. So if that's the case, and that's why it's mutter, so v'achrinahu, we are the Yisrael Kamsialda, the new candle. It also, if a Yisrael came from an Akum, but when Yisrael lit it, it should be mutter, whether it's Yisrael Minachri or Nachri Minachri. So, as the Ritva, if we're going to say that every moment there's a new light, there's a new fire, so then even the candle that was on Shabbos should be permitted on Matzah Shabbos, because once Matzah Shabbos came and a little while passed, there's a new fire here. So the Ritva says that it was Pasha to the Gemara that the actual candle that was on Shabbos, we should never be able to use. The question is, when we're lighting from one candle to another candle, so it's always a new fire, so why are there distinctions? Eloha de Tanya. Hamoitzi shall have Shloshos Rabim. If somebody carries out a fire, and we're not talking about the keli or the coal, those are separate, we're just talking about the fire itself. And if you carry it on Shabbos from Shloshos Hayochot to Shloshos Rabim, we're going to learn in Masechta Shabbos, Yechayiv. But why Yechayiv? We're going to learn in the first Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, that in order to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, you have to make an akira and a hanocha. And if the fire keeps on being new, so we have a situation of mashaoka lo yiniach. What I did the akira on is not what I did the hanocha on. Or mashaniach, and what I do the hanocha on is not what I did the akira on. Says the Gemara, Eloyim de isunis suruk namisa. Even if somebody lights from a fire, the original fire is still somewhat there. And since the original fire is somewhat there, we could understand why if you carry out a fire on Shabbos, you chayiv for haitzah. But when it comes to making the bracha, v'kikom avarech, when it comes to making the bracha, atosefta dekaterim avarech, you're making the bracha on what's new that the Yisrael had. Says the Gemara, if that's what the case is, so then the halacha ought to be yochi nochri menochri nami. Even if one nochri lit a candle from another nochri, it should be mutter because there's something new. Says the Gemara and Achanami. Indeed, the halacha ought to be that if you're lighting from one nochri to another nochri, it should be mutter. Why did Chazal say nochri menochri is asur? Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow to do nochri menochri, you may just do a candle that the nochri used on Shabbos. And as the Mefarshim explained, it's all considered, it's not gzeirah gzeirah, it's considered one gzeirah. Tana Baran, Haimahal Chutz L'Krach, if somebody's walking outside of the city, Vera Or, and he sees fire, Im Roiv Nochrim, if most of the people of that city are Akum, Einam Avarech, you can't make a Bar Meireish. V'm Rav Yisrael, but if most of the people in that city are Yisraelim, Mavarech, you can make a Bar Meireish. Ask the Gemara Haguf Akasha. So now we have a Stira. Amrit, first we said, Im Rav Nochrim, if most of the people there are Nochrim, Einam Mavarech. So the Deik is, there has to be Rav. Hamachza Mechza, 50-50. 50% Jews, 50% Akum, Mavarech. You would be allowed to make on that fire by Meresh. V'hadatani, but then the Brisa says, Imroiv Yisrael Mavarech. If it's mostly Yisraelim, we could be, you can use a bracha. What's the deek? Hamechza mechza. If it's half and half, the halacha would be Einam Mavarech. So how do we understand what is the halacha? Answers the Gemara, B'din hu dafila mechza mechza nami Mavarech. That even when it's half and half, the halacha is, you do make the bracha. But the sefer seems to teach us differently. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah wanted to stay with the same type of word. So since in the Reisha, the word Roiv Nochrim was used, that's why in the sefer, they used the word Roiv Yisrael also. And as the Gross says, we have had other situations where the deek of the Reisha and the deek of the Sefer are opposing. And here, we're picking to go with the deek of the Reisha to be Mekel. Says it because the whole din, that we can't use the Ner of an Akum, as we just finished explaining, is only a derabbanan, it's only a gzeira. Because it's only a gzeira, that's why we're mekel. Because when it's 50-50, explains the Meiri in the name of the Ravid, there are two reasons to be mekel. Number one, maybe the candle is from Yisrael. And even if from an Akum, maybe it was not used on Shabbos, it wasn't lit on Shabbos, it wasn't used laveira. And that's why we are mekel. Tan Rabbana continues the Gemara. Hay mahal chutz l'krach, if somebody's walking outside the city, v'ra tinuk v'avuka b'yodai, and he sees a child carrying a torch. By the Gachrav, he should check. Im Yisrael hu, if that child is Yisrael Mavarech. But if he's not Yisrael, Eidim Mevarach. And as the Machzor Shekel explains, and this is a concept that we need to use in all situations of Safek. Says the Machzor Shekel, whenever we have a Safek, what we're supposed to do is not rely on Roiv or any of the other halakhic concepts. We should try to be Mevarach. And indeed, in this case, where we are able to check the identity of the child, that he's a Yisrael or an Akum, that's what's best to do. Only in a situation where that isn't possible, like in the previous situation, that's where the Gemara says we start going with Roiv and Mechza Mechza, etc. Ask the Gemara, but my Yeritinuk, why did we choose to speak about a child situation where there was a child carrying the fire? The same halacha applies, I feel, gol nami, even by a godl as well. Answers the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Amarav, Hocha v'samach l'shkiyas achamaskinen. We're speaking about right after Shabbos ended. That's how Rashi explains. The Miri explains that it's talking about Ben Hashmoshes. Godl, so if it's right after Shabbos, or it's Ben Hashmoshes, it's certainly an indication the Vadei Nachrihu. Because a Jew would not be walking around with a lit candle at that point of the day. Tinuk, but when it's a child, Amy Yisrael, who he's a child, Vikrin Vinokit, and he picked up a candle right by the Zman, or right by Ben Hashmoshes. Tanaban continues the Gemara, Mahal Chutz Lekrach. He's walking outside the city, Vira Ir, and he sees fire. Im of a kapia kifshin, if the fire is very thick, like the opening of a furnace, mevaruch alav. Because then we can be sure, as we begin now the sugya, that the candle that we make the bayir meir ha'ish on has to be used for the purpose of giving light. So if it's a big light, big fire, it's clearly there to give light, and it can be used for bayir meir ha'ish. Memlav, but if it's not that big, and mevaruch alav, because we have to be concerned that it's not being used, that it was not made la'or. Ask the Gemara, Tani Chada, or Shal Kivshin, the fire of a furnace, mevarchim alav, we may use for bayir meir ha'ish. V'tani idach, yet there's another brisa that says, ein mevarchim alav, that we can't use it for bayir meir ha'ish. How do we reconcile these two brises? Answers the Gemara lo kashem. Habetchila, when it's first started, when you first put on the fire, then it's only there to burn. And since it's only there to burn, this way Rashi explains, I can't use it. Halab soif, once it's there at the end, then the fire is there to give off light and it can be used. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says that the difference between tchilab soif is once the different objects that we're trying to burn are burnt, so then at that point, say the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, you're only using it to check if they were burnt. At the beginning, they're being used to burn what you're trying to burn. The Rashba says, at the beginning, where most of the pieces of wood have not yet caught fire, it's not considered l'or. Once the fire has been caught onto all the pieces of wood, then it's a clear fire and it's still l'or. Tani Chada, says the Gemara, one brice says, or shaltanav shalkarayim, the fire of a furnace or an oven, mevarchan lav, we could use it for bari meresh. But Tani Yidach, yet there's another brice that says, ein mevarchim alav. So again, we have the stira. Answer the Gemara, loikash, the same teretz. Ha betchila, at the beginning, it can't be used for the different reasons we gave. Ha lepsoif, it may be used. Continues the Gemara, Tani Chada. We learned the one brice, or shal beis haknesset v'shal beis haMedrash. The fire that's on in the beis haknesset beis haMedrash, mevarchim alav, can be used for bari meresh. But Tani Yidach, yet there's another brisa that says that ain't mevarchim alav, that it can't be used for bar meresh. How are they reconciled? Answers Gemara like Kasha. Ha de'ika Adam Chashev. If there's an Adam Chashev, so the candles were put on in his honor and not to give off or, and they may not be used for Bar Meresh. Ha de'laka Adam Chashev, so they're there just to give illumination and therefore it may be used. The Tosfos brings a rach that said just the opposite. That if there's an Adam Chashev, so they want him to have light, and therefore you can make a Bar Meresh. But if there's no Adam Chashev, so it's only lit in honor of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, and therefore it may not be used. Both prices refer to a situation where there is Adam Chashev. If there's an attendant who eats in the shul, so he, and as the Magen Avraham says, the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Magen Avraham says, it's not that he eats in the actual Beis HaKnesses, because the halach is one may not eat in a Beis HaKnesses, but he eats next in the room next to the Beis HaKnesses, so the illumination that's on in that room is here to give him light when he eats, so then you can use it for Bar Meresh. Hadalaka Chazon, if you don't have such a situation and the light is only there in honor of the Adam Chashev, so it's not there lahar, it's not there to give illumination, you may not use it. Vibayis Ema, Havaha Dika Chazona. We're talking about there is an attendant. Vloy Kasha. Had Ikasara. The Bryce says that you can't use it. It's talking about where you have the moon giving light. And since the moon is giving light, this candle is only there lekovid. When it's lekasar, when there's no moon light, so it's certainly there to give light for this person eating there, and you can use it for bari maraish. Tana bonim, hayu yoshvim beis hamedrash. People were sitting in a beis hamedrash, vevi or lefneim, and they brought candle to make a bari maraish. B'sham oimrim kolach vechem v'varach latzvay. Everybody should make his own bracha. B'shil oimrim echem v'varach lekulam. And because Beis Hillel says, and this is a rule that is relevant to all Hilchos Brachos, Beis Hillel says that the halacha always is Barov Am Hadras Melech. When you have an opportunity to use, you should always make one person making a bracha for the entire group is what is better. In fact, there's a question. If you have two children that you have to do a bris milah on, the Shulchan Aruch says that only one bracha ala milah should be made for both bris milahs. Again, because a b'roiv am hadras melech, unless there's a hefsek, there's a real interruption between the two bris milahs, then we make separate brachas. So what's the reason that Beis Shammai says that everybody should make their own Bar Meresh? Beis Shammai is concerned Memnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Beis Shammai is concerned that if everybody's sitting and learning and people are going to stop from the learning to answer the Amen, and that's a Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Tanya Nami Hachi. And it says the Gemara, we have a similar Braisa. Shabbat Yisrael Gamliel, Lo Yehoi Omer Marpe. The halacha is that when somebody sneezes, you're supposed to say marpe, or as the Shulchan Aruch says, you're supposed to say asusa. And after somebody says to you, asusa, marpe, gesundheit, they all have the same meaning. You're supposed to tell them baruch tia, thank you. And then you're supposed to say l'shuascha kvisi Hashem. And the basis for this is based on a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that when Hashem created the world, there was never such a thing that a person was sick and then he died. People would give a sneeze and they would die. Yaakov Avinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people shouldn't die suddenly, that person should be ill, that he should have time to talk to his children, time to do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it, that indeed people typically get sick before they typically get sick before they pass away. So, but itush, sneezing, was the forerunner of death. And that's why you have to mention life when you mention death. So and says the Gemara, Tanya Namachish Beis Gamliel Lahayar Arpe Beis Medrash. Somebody sneezed in the Beis Medrash. They didn't say Gesundheit. They bittel Beis Medrash. And says the closing of the Rebbe. From here we see how even one word is bittel Torah. All it takes is one word, Marpe, and that's still even one word of bittel Torah is considered bittel Torah. Although I did see that the Prisha in Yerideya, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sif Kotten Lamed Vav, says that maybe this halacha that you're never allowed to stop in the middle of learning was in those days where their learning was so serious that nobody ever picked up their head from the sefer when they were learning. People, Bezman Hazeh, this is already the time of the Prisha, aren't so careful in not wasting one moment. And maybe you can't say Gesundheit. And the Shach quotes that Prisha Lalocha. The Taz is very, very against it. He says, he shouldn't fabricate his own kula. People will start being Mevatel Torah. And this opens up a question indeed. If people are learning and there's a minion that forms, in many shuls, there's a minyan that forms as you're learning. And are you supposed to answer amen? Are you supposed to answer amen to that group that is davening? Or you're learning and you're not supposed to stop your learning? Many poskim discuss the shayla. The Shevet Halevi in Chelek Tes Simen Mem Gimel says that, of course, when somebody is learning, he should be learning. He shouldn't be answering amens. He shouldn't be answering kedusha. And I say, and I saw the same from the Chashuke Chemed, that if somebody is learning, he shouldn't interrupt his learning under any circumstances. I did see that there are paiskim that want to differentiate between if the minyan that stavening is in the same room as you are versus if they're in a different room. If they're in the same room as you are, so then you shouldn't interrupt. Then you should answer Amen or Kedusha. If they're in a different room, you should not interrupt. You should continue learning. Continues the Mishnah. We learned, Eim Evarchem, Loi Al Aner, V'loi Al B'Somim Shalmeisim. We may not make a bar meraish, a bar mina psomim, on the psomim, people passed away. Ask the Gemara, my tama, why not? Answers the Gemara, lekavru davida. Those psomim were made lekaver the mess. They're not made to give a pleasant fragrance. They're not there to give or, and therefore we don't use them for these brachas. Psomim is lavuri rechu davida. It's made to pass the bad odor of a nifter, and therefore they don't make the bracha. And as I saw, the mitzvah Eisen explains, typically only a person who died because of a chayli me'ayim, because of a stomach ailment, would have this bad odor. But in order not to embarrass those people, they started making the bracha, they started putting besamim by all niftarim. If this person is so choshev that they would have taken out candles, whether the levaya took place by day or by night, so then aim of varchem lav on the candles that are taken out for that nifter, we don't make a bar meresh. However, kol shemit sinu lefanav el belayla, but if it's a nifter that they would only take out by night when they need it for illumination, so then it's a candle for illumination, and Allah is mevarchem alav, we can make a bar meresh. Am Rav Huna, besamim shabes akise, besamim that are in a lavatory, v'kein, v'shemen, ha'osu lahavis azuma, they used to bring, we discussed this earlier in the Masech, the oil at the end of the meal to clean their hands. So both of those situations, ein mevarchem alav, you don't use it for bar min besamim. The kavana of these psamim are not to give off a pleasant fragrance. They're there to take away a bad smell. And for them, you don't make a bar minimum of summon. Ask the Gemara, Lememr, the Kolhech, the Lav, Lerecha, Vida. Does that mean whenever it's not made to give a pleasant smell, Loima Vachinalov, you don't make a bar minimum of summon? But Meisvei, didn't we learn in a Braisa? Hanichnus Lachanusha Shalboisim. If somebody walks into the store of a perfume, Vereich Reich, and he smells the delicious odor, Afil Yashav Shem Kol Yom Kuloi, even he's there all day, Ein Mavarach Al Pamachas, he makes one time a Bar Minim B'Samim. Nechnas V'Yosav, Nechnas V'Yosav, but it keeps on going in and out, then the halacha is, Mavarach Al Kol Pam Apam, you make a separate bracha for every time you enter and exit. But ask the Gemara, the wonderful smell in that store, V'Hachad Lav L'Reich Hu Davida, it's not there to give for a smell, it's there because that's what's in the store. And yet we see Mavarech. Answers Gemara in. Absolutely. The pleasant odor in that store is Lerechu Davida, is made for the pleasant odor because Kehechi, the Nimrecha Inchi, people will smell this wonderful fragrance, the nice of an Isbemenei, and they'll buy it. So it is made to give off a pleasant smell, and that's why you should make the Bar Meresh. Hoy Mahal Chutz L'Krach. If somebody's walking outside of the city, v'riach reich, and he smells psamim, im roiv oiv t'kachavim, if most of the people in that city are akum, da'lochas enim mevarach, you shouldn't make a bar minim psamim. Im roiv Yisrael, if most of them are Yisrael, mevarach. Rav Yosi amar filu roiv Yisrael, nami, even if most of the people in the city are Yisrael, still nami enim mevarach, you shouldn't make a bracha. Bnei shebenois Yisrael, bekatris l'kshafim. Unfortunately, Jewish women used to light incense for kishif. Ask the Gemara, ought the kula l'kshafim mekatrim? Do all Jewish people, Jewish women, light for that purpose? Answers the Gemara, the way we understand is like this. Havale muta l'kshafim. There is a portion of people that light, that make the psalmim for kishif. There are also a percentage of people, umiuta nami l'gamas akelim. There's also a percentage that make it for incense in the clothing. Not that's what they used to prepare the clothing. Ishtakach. So what we end up having is, if we look at percentages, the ruba, the lav l'reich, most of the psamim are not there to give a pleasant smell. The kol ruba, the lav l'reich ovid. Whenever we have a situation that mostly it's not there for pleasant smell, l'mavarech, we can't make a bar minim psamim. Amr b'chiba abba, amr b'yochanan. Hamahalech, but if you're traveling on Erev Shabbos b'Tveria, or b'Matzah Shabbos b'Tzipayri, v'riach reich, and you smell a pleasant fragrance, ain't a mevarach. M'nei shechaskosoi, ain't a osir l'gamim b'es kelim. In Tzipayri, in Tveria, they used to make Shabbos early, and they used to put on this incense into the clothing. And therefore, it wasn't l'kavod Shabbos. Tana Rabbana, Mahal b'shuk shel avodah zarah, v'nisratz l'riach. If you want to specifically enjoy the smell of avodah zarah, harei zechayta, you've done an avera. Continues the Gemara. Ein mevarchem al ner. We learned that one may not have hanor from the ner at shi usoy, until you have pleasure from that ner. Amar Yudam Araf, Loya Osu Yusu Mamish, when we speak about having pleasure from the candle, doesn't mean that you actually used it. El Kosh Ilam Oimid Bekarev, if you stood so close to it, Umishtamish Loyre, if you were next to the candle, you would be able to use it for whatever purpose you need light for. So even though now you're not standing next to the candle, still, as long as you see the candle, you can make a bar meresh. Rav Ashi, berichuk makom sheninu. Even if you're not next to the candle, as long as this is a candle that could give off light that you could use, it's good enough. Meisvei, ask the Gemara. Hoyslaner temuna b'cheikoi. It says in a brisa, if somebody has a flame in his lap, or in a lantern, or he sees a flame. But he doesn't use it. Or he did use the illumination. However, he didn't see the flame. The halacha is, he can't make the bracha until you actually see the flame and use its illumination. Says the Gemara. First, the Gemara establishes how could this be. Says that you could be using the illumination but not seeing the fire. Is mishkachsel the kind of karen's office? You're walking down the street and the light is on the other street, perpendicular to you. So you don't see the light, but it's giving off enough light that even you, where you are using that illumination. However, al roah shel heves. But what is the situation where you could see the flame? What is the situation? It must be lav de merchaka, that the fire is not close to you. You could see it, but it's not close enough for you to use it. And we're seeing that if it's not close enough for you to use it, you can't make a bar merish. And that's not what the Bryce is talking about. It's talking about loy, to go into am yuva azla. It's talking about a candle that's getting dimmer and dimmer. Since it's getting dimmer and dinner, dimmer and dimmer, therefore, the halacha is you can't use it because it's not giving off enough light that you could use. Says the Gemara, Pan Rabbanan, Goy Chalim Loichesh. If you have glowing coals, Mevarch Malav. You could use them for Bairi Mayresh. Ayman Mais, if they're dimming, Ayman Mevarch Malav. Ask the Gemara, Hechid Domi Loichesh. What is the example of Loichesh? Amar Chizda, Kol Shila Machnas L'Toichem Kisam. If there's still enough fire, that if I put a spindle next to it, for Dolkes Melech, I put a little piece of wood, a splinter next to it, and the fire will make that go. It'll catch fire. Ask the Gemara, Ibay Luhu. So the Gemara asks, we just spoke about Gecholim Oymemais. Ask the Gemara, what's the proper spelling of the word Oymemais? Oymemais with an aleph. Or Oymer Mois with an ayin. Toshma Adomer of Chizba of Dimi. The Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Arosim lo memua began alakim. It speaks there about the cedars in Gan Eden that are lit up, that never dim. And it says it with an ayin. But here we learned a new rule that the fire that we use for Bar Mara'esh has to be a fire that if you put wood to it, it will light up. Where is this relevant? There's a question, can you make Bayer Mera'esh on a light bulb? If you put a fire next to your light bulb, even inside the light bulb, of wood, it won't get burnt. So it's well known, the Reb Chaim Oizer held that you can make, and he actually did, make Havdalah on electric lights. So, what about our Gemara? So he says, Reb Chaim Oizer held that when you have a fire that's used to give illumination, there's no question that such a fire you could use for Bar Mareish, which is the situation of a light bulb. Our Gemara is only referring to where it's not clear that it's there for illumination. However, the Debrit Sina Rav in the Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelek Vav Kuntres Electric Simen Samach Aleph says, based on our Gemara, l'chatchila you should not use a bulb for Bayri Maresh. V'Rav Amar, Rav says, Ya'asu Mamish. You have to actually have benefit from that candle in order to be able to make a Bayri Maresh. V'Kama, what does that mean? How close do you have to be that you should be able to make a bar marriage? On Ma'ula Kadesh Yakir, you have to be able to tell the difference between Issel Punyan, two different types of coins. Chizki Amar Kadesh Yakir Bein Meluzma Shal Tveria Lemuzma Shal Tzipari. Even more similar. So it has to be even better illumination. Says the Mar of Yehuda Mavarach Adabei Adadalia, he used to make a bar marriage even on the fire that came from the home of Abadalia, which wasn't right next to him, but it gave off a lot of illumination. Rav Mevarach Ad Beit Gurya Bechomo, again, that it was next to him. He held that you have to have a fire right next to you. Abaya Mevarach Ad Beit Baravua. He used to make on the fire from the Beit Avua, but it's not clear if it was close or not close, what Abaya's opinion is. And our minig is that we look at the fingernails when we make a bar meresh, because the fire should be so strong, just like you'd be able to tell the difference between two coins. You should be able to tell the difference between the fingernail and the finger next to it, the skin next to it. Why do we look at the fingernail? Because the fingernail, it's a siman bracha at the beginning of the week. The fingernails are constantly growing. So we want to begin the week with a bracha that it should constantly grow, that we should have a week of atzlocha, of growth. And the Mishnah Berurah says that not only should we look at the fingernails, we should also look at the palm of the hand when we make bar mareish, because the palm of the hand also have simonim that bring bracha. Says the Gemara, Amri Yudah Merav, E Machzirim Al Or, there is no obligation to go look for fire, Kederech Shemachzir Al Mitzvahs, like you have to do to try to do all other mitzvahs. And as the Ramban explains, just like this, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in the next perek, brachas that are made when you see the sea, or on thunder or lightning, the halacha is you're not obligated to go look for thunder and lightning or for the sea. If you're there, you make the bracha. Here too, if you have candlelight, you should make the bracha. But it's interesting that the Ravitz says that that's strictly a Matzoi Shabbos. But a Matzoi Yom Kippur, says the Ravitz, there's a specific point to look for or Shloi Shavas to make a Bar Mareish a Matzoi Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Zeir Mareish, originally Hamedarna, I would try to find fire on Matzah Shabbos in order to make a Bar Mareish. However, Kivin Deshmana Lohad Rav Yudah Merav, I heard this halacha, Ela Anan Nami Lo Mahadrin, I didn't go out of my way to look for it. Ela Imikli Memela, if I happen to find it, Mevarchina, I would make the bracha. So we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If somebody ate and he left the place where he ate, Beis Shammai says you have to go back, and Beis Hillel says you can make a bracha, you can say Brichas Mazon wherever you remember. Amar Rav Zvid v'Tamer Rav Dimi Bar Abba. Machloikis b'shochach. The machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is when it happened inadvertently. Ava b'mezid, if he did it on purpose, leaving the place where he ate, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, Yachsa l'mekayim v'yivarech. Then you have to go back and make the bracha. But it says the Aruch HaShulchan that if you didn't do that and you made the Birchas HaMazon where you are, you yoytza the Birchas HaMazon. Pshita, ask the Gemara, it's obvious that that's the way to understand the Machloikis of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Because doesn't our Mishnah explicitly say, v'shachach tanan, that it was a mistake? Answers the Gemara, ma'adu teimu hu adin afil b'mezit. Maybe the din is even b'mezit. V'hayad etan v'shachach. So why did the Mishnah speak about the case of Shachach? L'diach ha'koich de Beis Shammai, to tell us that the Beis Hillel is even makel by Mezid. So why did the Mishnah choose to talk about Shachach? To show us how far Beis Shammai is machmer. Kamash Mulan, that's not the way to learn the Mishnah, but rather the way to learn the Mishnah is that the Machloikas is strictly by Shachach, by Mezid everybody agrees you have to go back. Tanya, Amlehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, L'divreichem. According to your opinion, that you always have to go back, is the halacha misha ochel b'roish habira. If somebody ate on top of a tall building, v'shachach, and he forgot to bench, v'yard v'loy berich, and he came down and didn't bench, is the halacha yachsel b'roish habira v'yarech? Does he have to go back? Amar le Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, l'divreichem, according to you, what would be misha shachach arnechi? If somebody left his wallet with money, b'roish habira, on top of that building, Loyal of Yitlena, wouldn't he go back? So if L'Kvayt Atzmai, who Oyla, if he's going back for money, L'Kvayt Shmayim L'Koshkein. But of course, the Mepharshim ask that it's difficult to understand Beis Shammai's response. The bracha you could say wherever you are. The wallet is on top of the building. If you don't go back for it, you won't get it. So I saw the Sefer Stei Yeshua answers that by the wallet, you wouldn't wait for somebody to bring it down when they eventually go up. You'll go up right away for yourself. Here too, you're not going to wait. A mitzvah should have the same chashivas in your eyes and not try to do it in any way but the best way. Says the Gemara, Hanitrei Talmidim. There were two Talmidim that did not bench where they ate. Chad Oved B'Shogeg K'Beis Shammai. One, even though it was a Shogeg, did like Beis Shammai, and he went back. V'Shtakach Andaka D'Kava. And he found a wallet full of gold. V'Chad Oved B'Mezid K'Beis Hillel. And one, even though he didn't bench where he ate, B'Mezid, did like Beis Hillel. V'Ochla Aryeh, and he was eaten by a lion. So the question that Mefarshim tried to ask in this Gemara, that here we see that this Talmud did like Beis Shammai. Isn't the halacha we learned earlier in the Masechta that somebody who wanted to do like Beis Shammai, sikein benafshoi? So the Ritva says, here wasn't obvious that he's trying to act like Beis Shammai, and therefore it's not the same. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say a different pshat, that Beis Hillel certainly agrees that the best thing to do is go back to where you ate. They just say that if it was b'shogeg, you're not obligated to do so. But if you do so, it's better. And that's why this Talmud who did so was zoicha to find the money. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Babachana kavaz b'sharta. Rabbi Babachana was traveling with a group of people. Ochel, and he ate vishter levelei blaruch, and he forgot, and he didn't say brichas amazon. Omer, so he said to himself, hey, chi'evid, what should I do? I amlei in shoy levaruch, if I'll tell my companions that I forgot to say brichas amazon, amlei, they'll tell me, brichocho, bench over here. Kol heichnem revarchus, because wherever you say brichas amazon, l'ramachon revarchus, you're saying to Hashem, and Hashem is everywhere. Mutav, so it's better, that minelo in shiyona dahava, that I should tell them I forgot a yoina, I forgot a dove made out of gold. And for that, they'll be agreeable to go back. Amuli interli, so he told them, wait for me until I go back to that place and I'll come back. Then Shah yoina did have Ozo ubaruch. He went back to bench, and indeed, Vishkakas yoina did have. So the Mefarshim asked, I saw the Pnei Menachem, and other Mefarshim asked, how was he allowed to lie? How is he allowed to lie? So the answer is, he didn't lie. He didn't lie. Because in his mind, a missing mitzvah is worth to him like a yoina de dehava. I also saw from Cheskel Abramsky a tremendous fart in this Gemara. He says, people think that we have to do a lot of things in life. We don't have enough time. So going back to bench, I don't have time to go back to bench. But what do we learn from this Gemara? That isn't an issue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do with our time is what we're obligated to do with our time. And not to say, well, I'm busy, I have to learn, even I have to do mitzvahs. When you're supposed to bench in the right place, bench in the right way. Why was it specifically a yoina that he found? Why was it a dove that he found? Says the Gemara, the imsli knesses Yisrael yoina. Klai Yisrael is compared to a dove. The ksiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, kan fe yoina nechba bekesev evrosu b'yarek choretz. My yoina einen itzels el b'knofeha. The dove is able to fight with its wings. Av Yisrael and in the Tzolim, Klai Yisrael's Yeshua is dependent on their mitzvahs. At Amosai, so we learned in the Mishnah a question, till when could you bench? Until the food you ate digested. Ask the Mar Kam Shirikul, how long is that? Amar B'yachin Kozman Shenerov, as long as you're no longer hungry. Shlokashama Kozman Shiyitzma Machmas Achilosai, that you're still thirsty. If you're still thirsty, that's assuming that you still have the food in your system. Amalei Rav Yemi Basham LeMazutra. Amalei Rav Yemi Basizbi LeMazutra. Mi Amar Shlokashachi. Is that what Rish Lakish said? V'amar of Ami, Amar Rish Lakish, kam she'ikol, k'day l'halach arba milim, 72 minutes. So what are you telling me on the shear is dependent if you're still thirsty? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Kam b'chil meruba, kam b'chil me'atis. When you ate a little, the shear is as long as you're still thirsty. By achil meruba, the shear is 72 minutes. So we learned Balaam Yayin, if wine came to them, we learned in the Mishnah, everybody should say Amen after Yisrael makes the bracha, but if a Kuti made the bracha, then you don't say Amen. Remember the Yisrael, Avagav Dolashama Kula Bracha. Does that mean by Yisrael, when you hear from Yisrael a bracha, even though you didn't hear the whole bracha, only you say Amen, V'chi Loishama? Ask the Mara, but if you didn't hear the whole bracha, hey chinafik, how could you be yaitzu with such a bracha? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiba Rav, B'shalach Alimayim. If I'm answering Amen to a bracha, not because I want to be yaitzu with the bracha. If I want to be yaitzu with the bracha, the halacha is, I have to hear the whole bracha. Of course, as we're going to learn, you should say Amen, but if you didn't say Amen, you're yaitzu with the bracha. But if you want to be, but if you're not being yotz with the bracha and you're just saying amen, you don't have to hear the whole bracha. The Ken Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Avuhu b'shloach l'amen imoyim, you could say amen anyway. Amar of Rav Chiburi chatoif uburich, you should be the one that when there's a kosher bracha, you should be the one to say the bracha, not the amen. The Ken Amar of Hunul Rav Burei chatoif uburich. Ask the Gemara. Remember the Mvarch Oda B'manda Ani Amen. Does that mean it's preferable to be the one that says the bracha than the one that says Amen? But Tanya Rabbi Yosi Amar, God la oina Amen Yosi Menam Mvarch. The one that says Amen is preferable over the one that says the bracha. V'amalei Rav Noi Hashemayim. I can make a shvur to Kenhu Teda Sherei. When people go out to war. When people go out to war, Glurioin Yordam Mizgaim Machama, Vigiboyim Yordam Menatskim, the common soldiers begin the battle and the champions complete the war. So the Amen, which comes last, is more chashuv, says the Gemara Tanahi. This is actually Machloikis Tanoim. The Tanya Echem Avarif Echer Amen B'mashma. Both said, the person who says the Brochen says the Amen is better. El Shema'ar Mavarich Yosman Ayna Amen. He held that the Mavarich is preferable over the one that answers Amen. Why is the one that answers Amen so important? Because just like when you have you need two witnesses. It's the second witness that makes this a testimony. So too, because he makes it into a testimony. So too, it's the person who says Amen who makes it into a testimony. Another pshat that he saw is that the word Amen, the gematria of Amen is 91, which is the combined gematria of Elohim and Yudke Vovke. So when you say Birch Samazon, you only say Nevarach Lolokeinu. But when you say Amen, you're saying both Shem Hashems. Haloch Lamaisa, it is, the Haloch is that you're supposed to say Amen after any bracha that you hear. You're supposed to say Amen after any bracha that you hear. And I saw another reason why the Amen is more important than the one that says the bracha. Because a person who answers Amen to a bracha that somebody says about himself, if somebody in the morning makes a bracha and he says, Sha'os li kol tzarki, and you say Amen, so you're not saying Amen for yourself. You're also saying Amen for the next person. So you're showing that you don't only think about yourself, you think about somebody else. That makes it more significant. May you answer Amen after brachas that are made by the yeshiva bochrim, by the young boys and girls. Amen. You should always answer Amen. If they're just learning brachas, to know the brachas, on that brach you don't say Amen. When they're not saying Haftorah, if they're saying Haftorah, so the halacha is if they say Haftorah, you should answer Amen. Tana Rabbanan Shemen, Makavis Abracha. If you live in a place where they wash their hands after the meal with oil, you can't say Brichas HaMazon until you wash your hands with that oil. Divrei Rav Zelai. Rav Zvayah Amar Enam Akiv. Vacham Shem Atayv. If there's good oil with good psamim, Ma'akiv. Rav Zumam Kshem Shemazon Pasal Avoida. If somebody who has a foul odor can't do the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, Kach Yudayim Zohamos. If your hands are unclean, you can't say Brichas HaMazon. Psulus Lebracha. Amar Rav Nachman Anoli Zloi V'loi Zvoi V'loi Zma Yudane. Amasnis Yudane. I know what we learned in the Braisa. Darmav Yudam Rav Amalev Amasnis Antoine. V'sikdadishtem Elu Mayim Rishonim. V'yisikdoshim Elu Mayim Achroinim. Ki Kodesh Ani Zashem Atoiv. Ani Hashem Lekechem Zabracha. So Tosus points out that they had Melech Sodomus on the table, and therefore there was a great need to wash Mayim Achroinim. But we don't have Semach Sedonis, so we don't have to wash that much. But the Magen Avraham says in the name of the Mekubalim that even Bezman Azeh, you should be very careful about Mayim Achroinim. In our Gemara we learned, V'skadishtim Eile Mayim Rishonim, V'skadishtim Eile Mayim Achroinim. So Rav Meir Shapiro explains the Gemara that a person is born in his mother's womb in water. He passes away, they put him into a mikveh to matar him. So a person's whole life, Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achroinim, should be like we say in the Zmiris on Friday night. Hu Hashadibal Amsu Golosoi, Shama Lakacha. A person should live his life with Kedusha, Mibayai Vaitseisoi. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Divrei Eliezer, that the Gemara is teaching us how we're supposed to be mechanech our children. The way we're supposed to be mechanech our children is if when they're young, we give them kedusha. When they're young, we give them kedusha. We mechanech them on the proper way. If you'll be mekadesh your children when they're young, v'skadesh them el mayim rishonim when they're starting off, then they will be yisam kedoshim. They will be kadosh mayim achroinim for the duration of their entire long lives. Hanu loch el dvarim, hanu loch el dvarim, hanu loch elu dvarim.